You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Our members are largely charitable trusts or incorporated societies, and by forming themselves in that structure, they ensure that any investments that are made, either by government or philanthropy or private individuals, is retained and recycled for charitable purposes. And so the trustees of these organizations are drawn from the local community. They have strong ties into the towns and cities in which they work and have a good feel for the housing challenges being faced by their neighbors.
Right. And so just to kind of take it back two steps, what is community housing?
Community housing is a term applied to housing provision aimed at providing affordable housing opportunities to families that is not provided directly by government. And so here in New Zealand, we've got a rich history of state housing provision through Housing New Zealand Corporation, which has recently been renamed Kāinga Ora. And that was a world-leading start of state provision of housing. But alongside that, we also have a long and proud history of communities responding to housing need. If we look back over time, many returned servicemen associations provided housing in the post-war era. And growing out of that, both here in New Zealand and internationally, private organizations, charitable groups came together to respond to housing needs that they saw in their communities that weren't otherwise being addressed. And as you know, government does great things. It serves as a partner in terms of providing resources and funding in the settings, but at times it doesn't, it can't reach into every small community, and often community needs are best addressed by local organizations, and that's the niche that our members fill, is bringing that local knowledge and local connections and partnerships to deliver great housing outcomes for the whānau that they work with.
Most certainly. So does community housing provide a different solution to the same problem of that state housing seeks to solve, or does it kind of provide the same solution for different problems than state housing as a solution?
Yeah, community housing providers and Kāinga Ora, the state, provide one form of housing that is exactly the same, and that's the income-related rent supported housing, often referred to as social housing, more recently as public housing. And that rental model is where a family that's in housing needs speaks with MSD, is qualified, placed onto the housing register, and then when a vacancy comes up, they're placed into a home. The great part about that program is that the household only pays 25% of their income toward their housing cost, and the income-related rent subsidy paid by government tops up to enable the provider to actually professionally own and manage and maintain the unit over time. And that is something that changed in 2014 to allow community housing providers to access that same type of subsidy to serve those lower-income households in 2014. Prior to that, the community housing organizations had mainly been providing below-market rental housing, where the rents were just set at a percentage of the overall market, thereby making it more affordable. And they've also been involved in providing pathways into home ownership for, say, around 30 years in rent-to-buy programs that Habitat for Humanity has had in place for a long time, and then also through shared equity programs by a number of members, including the Housing Foundation and Queenstown Lakes Community Housing Trust. And so our members are providing a wider range of housing than you see the government providing through the income-related rent program that encompasses both those rental housing but also into the ownership part of the spectrum.
Right. So you mentioned the models kind of like, as you said, into ownership and rental systems. What kind of facilities do community housing programs supply to match these kind of rent or into buying models?
Yeah, our members take a place-based approach on new developments, and so they want to make sure that they're well integrated in the new homes that they supply. And so by having local organizations delivering that, they've got a good understanding of what those needs are and identify the places that are best suited to provide the opportunities for households to thrive. And so they look at things like proximity to public transportation, schools, churches, access to open space for recreation, and design and then build homes in those areas that are best suited to support families long term. The types of homes will be everything from, say, one bedroom attached, serving singles or pensioners, through to large 4 and 5 bedroom homes that respond to needs for intergenerational living or for larger households.
And you've said this is different. So do you, under the kind of community housing umbrella, would you say there are perhaps more, there's a broader range of different housing experiences on offer?
Yeah, we do feel one of the strengths of the community housing sector is that we can bring a range of housing products to serve need. And so some of our members have been working, you know, at the coalface of the homelessness issue for a long time and providing emergency and transitional housing. So think of places like the Women's Refuge or the Salvation Army and others that have responded to homelessness and providing that type of transitional housing. And then as families are stabilized and placed into permanent housing, working with them either through the income-related rent, subsidized housing, or the below-market rentals that we talked about before. And then as their economic circumstances improve and if the family has an aspiration, assisting them on that pathway into home ownership. And so that's what we think is a real value of the community sector is we can provide that range of products depending on the circumstances of individual Hano and what their aspirations are. Now, the government has a big role to play in supporting families, and it does that, as I mentioned, through the income-related rent subsidy, but also through the accommodation supplement that makes it more affordable for households to rent or to pursue home ownership. And so that is a great partnership between government and the community sector where they're providing some of the policy settings and some of the financial resources, and then the community organizations actually working directly with Hano, addressing their needs and providing the types of homes that they desire.
Well, certainly. So you briefly mentioned it there, but what would you say the relationship between homelessness and community housing is?
The relationship between homelessness and community housing is, you know, it's a sad reality in New Zealand right now. Increasing problems of affordability have driven too many households out of safe and secure homes and are looking for any assistance that they can to get back into stable rental or ownership situation. So our providers are out there working directly with families in responding to that need. They're serving as brokers between families and landlords and trying to, one, support them to stay in their current housing situation, ensuring there's good communication, and if there's any misunderstandings, working through those so that families aren't displaced. And if, unfortunately, they do find themselves lacking suitable housing, providing that emergency housing for them and working with the families to get them back into a stable long-term housing situation.
I was wondering how you would say we address housing. So obviously everyone will mm-hmm. always need a home or a house or both, whether we see them as separate things or not. As you said before, kind of over time, the government's relationship with housing and housing policy changes. How do we secure housing aside from political change?
I think as a country, we need to take a step back and think about what home is, what is kinda. And we need to understand that housing is a human right. We can't have an equitable, well-functioning, just society if people are in insecure homes and if they don't know where they're going to be next week. And so I think as a society, we need to make that commitment that every New Zealander should be well housed and then get that drive from the local level, from the people, that government will then follow. I think expecting that government, as it changes in 3-year cycles potentially, will keep an eye on that if they're not held accountable by society, we've seen the outcome of that. And I think what we're trying to push alongside the New Zealand Human Rights Commission with our members and many other allies is that the financialization of housing, housing as a commodity, isn't working, that it's directly resulting in the drastic increases in rents and home prices. And it's forcing people who have been living in a neighborhood for many years out of the communities in which they've strong ties with schools, ties with churches, ties with their neighbors. And we need to change that dynamic. And we think that that starts fundamentally by saying that housing, the right to a home, is a human right, and demanding that government put in place the settings that recognize that and honor that.
And finally, one question just to wrap everything up. Do you think there's anywhere overseas that we can look to, or do you think this is something that we need to look inside our kind of borders to find a solution for?
We often look overseas for models, and there's many lessons that we can learn by doing so. I think the important thing is that this is New Zealand. The issues that we have are unique to our whenua, and we need to take a look at any of those international examples and run them through our own experience. You know, other countries don't have te tiriti. They don't have obligations to work in partnership with Maori. And so we need to take an approach that is indigenous to New Zealand in our response. Now, we can look at some of the financial tools. We could look at some of the mechanisms in responding. We could look at things like prefab as a way to lower the cost and increase the quality of homes. But at the end of the day, it needs to be a New Zealand response, and it can't rely upon importing directly a home or importing a certain style of housing. It needs to respond to unique circumstances within our towns and cities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.